Makeh Mitzrayim v'chareyam ki la'ilam chaster. For he who smote Egypt through their firstborn, his loving kindness endures forever. So the next five psikim show how the Elokei ha'Elohim also reigns as the Adonai ha'Adonim, says Rav Hirsch, judging and delivering nations as demonstrated in our own national liberation. In his chesed, in which he disciplines both men and nations, he doesn't immediately decree the actual destruction of those who would rebel against his will. Rather, firstly, Hashem's discipline first strikes men by depriving them of that which they love best, which is to smite Egypt through their firstborn. And in fact, through this manner, Hashem then reaches his next goal, which is to lead those who come under the heels of tyrants forth from them, to freedom. This too, his might is shown the strong hand, which he refuses to permit anything or anyone to snatch his children away. This is his outstretched arm, which commands the mightiest forces and the most powerful despots, and knows how to reach all things which they call theirs. Rav Hirsch continues and says, but even when the most grievous chastisement and most obvious display of divine power are not enough to crush spite permanently and to bring about a change of heart in the rebellious ones and cause them to come and honour Hashem, then and only then will he in the chesed of his rule proceed to the destruction of those who attempt to revolt against his will, would enslave other men. And therefore, eventually he brings about the permanent liberation of those human beings who otherwise would have been menaced again by those powers. So firstly, it's about Makim Mitzrayim Bivchareim. Then we take Klal Yisrael out. Then there's miracles of the Gozi Arms of Lixarim splitting the Sea of Reeds into parts and bringing Klal Yisrael through Vehev Yisrael Misoichai. And only at the end, it's Veneer Paravachil Abiyansav Hilo Elam Chastai. They will get drowned. Drowned in the sea. So how does this work? Ligozi Amsav Ligzarim. Ligzar is to divide something into parts, which instead of flowing freely, the waters parted in the middle, piling up like a high wall on either side of the divide and left a dry, smooth lane. This act of Hashem, which represents a temporary cancellation of his own laws of nature, shows again how he's the Elokei ha'Elohim and the Adonai ha'Adonim, the master who rules over the forces of nature, mastering them with one signal on behalf of his judgment and salvation of mankind. And it was by the same means through which he led the ones he saved to their eternal destiny that he causes power and his army to meet their end. Verse suggests that the why does it use the word Gaza? The Gaza Yams, if there's loads of words, it's not the word, that's not a word the Torah uses. But perhaps here it was chosen on purpose to denote the dividing of the sea rather than Nivkoa, which is what's more commonly used. Because actually, it means that Hashem divided the sea into two different decrees. A gezeira is a decree. There was a decree in the Gezer and the Gezarim, two different decrees, a decree for the Jewish people and a decree for the Egyptians. And perhaps that's why it's an appropriate use of the term.